Welcome to The Marketing Menu, the delicious podcast with regular, relevant content to help your business grow and thrive. Jargon-free, easy-to-understand marketing tools with effective tips and tricks, and guaranteed no cheese.
Hey there, and thanks for tuning in to the very first Marketing Menu podcast, brought to you by me, Liz Gordon, and Nikki Matthews. Today's podcast is all about the plans you need in place to grow your business. That's business, marketing, and action plans. It's a tough subject, so we're going to talk about the headings you need in the plans, because let's be honest, if you're about to produce a huge marketing plan, it's just going to sit on the shelf and never be looked at again.
Hi, Liz. Yeah, I think a lot of people fear business planning. They think it's a bit of a time suck, or perhaps it's only needed when you need to go to the bank for finance.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Don't you think that having a plan is as much about telling you what you're doing right as about what you're doing wrong?
Yeah, and you need a plan whatever stage your business is at, whether it's just starting out, growing, or exiting. It should be really, I guess, the blueprint for everything you do. It's too important just to stay in your head.
So there are different plans for different exercises. So let's look at that, Nikki. What do you think they are? As we've said, this is a meaty subject, but of course, that bit of your business underpins everything, right?
Yeah, it does. And I'm a firm believer in smaller plans over time, heavy-based ones. You know, don't get me wrong, there is a place for each, but I guess I'd like to break the idea down into smaller chunks.
So what are those chunks?
Again, pin back your ears, everybody. So first of all, there is the business plan, which will probably be over a period of, say, between 3 and 5 years. That will allow you to provide a thorough examination of the way the business is going to start and develop in order to fulfill your goals and aspirations. Whether that is just to turn a decent salary, or whether it's sustaining it to employ other people, or whether it's to build a portfolio of businesses, whatever you wish. Then there's the marketing plan, which supports your goals, which are all about how you're going to get your product and service to market, what your strategy is regards pricing, product placement. And then finally, there's the all-important, what I really like, are the all-important month-by-month action plans. I guess the marketing plan is the master document of where you want to go to. And then the action plan is the more immediate actions as to what you're going to put into action to achieve it. But we'll come on to this in a bit. So preparing any one of these plans is going to help you set clear objectives for your business and clarify your thinking. They will also help set targets for future performance and allow you to monitor finances and profitability. It therefore should or could provide an early warning for when you need to reconsider your plans.
Brilliant. I agree. So what goes into each? I guess it would be really helpful if people got a pen and paper ready here. We're going to give you some top tips. Remember, these are the bigger, more strategic of the plans. And always bear in mind that anyone reading the plan will need to understand the essentials of your business quickly and easily. So keep it simple, people.
Yeah, it doesn't have to involve oodles of paperwork, but it does need to be concise, easy to follow strategy for your way forward. I recommend a plan being no longer than 4 to 6 pages for the business plan, and perhaps 4 sides of an A4 for marketing. But I guess that's enough for me, Liz. What would you put in a marketing plan?
Well, like we suggested with the business plan, it's useful to put it into headings. So let's do the same with the marketing plan. Again, pen and paper at the ready. These are the standard things that you need to include. So the first heading is current position. Where are you now? What is your sector? Who are your target market? What's the state of growth? And have you looked at future potential of your business? The next heading is future changes. What changes do you anticipate facing? What are your competitors doing? What changes are there coming up in technology that you anticipate? What about people's buying habits, legislation, stuff like that? The ever popular SWOT is next. It may be a pain to do, but it really does pay off in identifying what your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats are. You can easily get a template by Googling SWOT. The next heading is competitors. Now, it might seem a bit weird to look at the competition, but if you don't know what they're doing, how do you know how your product or service measures up? How are your competitors doing? And how are they addressing the same issues as you, as far as you can tell? Worth spending some time on this one. What specific marketing activity have you tried or would like to try? This is the next heading. What's worked well for you and what hasn't? Now, you may or may not have heard of the marketing term the 4 P's. It stands for product, price, place and promotion. And if you're offering a service, we can add in a fifth P for people. These make up your next headings and are fairly self-explanatory. Product is what you make or the type of service you offer. Price is how much it costs you to make the product and is where you can outline your pricing strategy. And we'll be talking about pricing in our next podcast.
Yeah.
Place is where you sell it. And finally, promotion is how you are getting your marketing messages out to your customer.
Well, there is a lot of work here, Liz. So let's just recap. The marketing plan sets out how to achieve the aims of the business and how you're going. So how are you going to drill down into the day-to-day activity that needs to be done? I suppose this is where the action plans come into play. So the action plans are the daily list to help you get your marketing plan objectives achieved. So we all have different ways of creating an action plan. What about you?
Well, I'm an old-fashioned girl, Nikki, and as it's just me, I tend to work from a written bullet point list. Although I have just discovered the joys of Trello, which is an online project management tool. Other project management tools are available. It's great for listing individual tasks and recording them at each stage through to completion. How about you, Nikki? What would you recommend for a larger business?
Okay, well, in an ideal world, I guess the important thing to do is to involve the team. You never really know who's going to come up with a killer suggestion, so do that. I tend to sort of suggest running action planning sessions, which you can run either monthly or quarterly. And then it also enables you to divvy up tasks and assign tasks to individuals, which, you know, basically working to everybody's strengths. So first of all, think about all the things you can come up with individually and then put them on individual post-it notes. Take it in turn and discuss the pros and cons of each of these by thinking about the costs, the staff implication, the audience, you name it. You're going to spend quite a lot of time on this bit. And then what you really need to do is to draw up an action plan by putting each of these actions under what I call a must, could or should heading. Must is fairly obvious, obviously. And then could is we'd like to, but we're not convinced. And then should is we're really keen, but we're not sure we really ought to. So, for example, we could run a Facebook page for our business, but we're not convinced it's right for our audience, whereas we're not keen on doing email campaigns, but we know that our competitors are, so we should be doing them effectively. I like to do all of that and then take a photo of the results, because what you're then going to do is, again, use these same post-it actions and put them under three different headings, which are going to be called now, soon or later. Now, these are obviously going to be timed, so now might be in the next 3 months, soon within the next 6 months, and later, perhaps in the 6 months to a year. You know, adapt these as according to your business pressures, really. So that's what I recommend, really, for sort of teams, anyway.
I think this sort of planning is often seen as a one-off exercise, isn't it? Sort of undertaken when a new business is starting up or when you need to head off to the bank for finance.
Yeah, for sure.
But by repeating it over time, you can see how it builds up a really good picture of past successes and failures and how it means that you don't have to rely on memory alone. Mm-hmm. I think also people will start to think about marketing costs and assign a real budget. But we'll look at this in greater detail in a future Marketing Menu podcast, and especially our next one, which is the do's and don'ts of pricing. So just to recap, the business plan is the blueprint of your business, what you're going to do and how. The marketing plan is the activity and strategy for taking your product or service to market. And the action plans are the elements of action you're going to do to make it all happen. So do you think there's anything else we can add, Nikki?
No, I think that's fine. But I think, why don't we look at some common mistakes, I suppose, at this stage?
Good idea.
So the first one I'd say is intimidate, that's the wrong word, isn't it? I mean, don't imitate your competitor, because why dilute your market share? Plan to be unique and celebrate your differences. And don't be restricted by last year's plan, but do cut back on elements that didn't produce high returns. So do this by always evaluating as you go. I'd like to say, if you give things a second chance, but if they don't materialise, jog on.
I would always suggest sticking to a budget too. You may be able to afford it now, but did you actually plan for it? And also consider efficiency. If you're planning improvements in your production, marketing or staffing, what results are you aiming for?
Yeah, this partly comes down to reviewing activity on an ongoing basis, again. And this is easy to do when things go wrong, but too often and not, I find people don't record things when things go well either. So you need to remember the good times as well as the bad and just review this, you know, moving forward. And don't, as we've said many times already, don't rely on memory.
I agree. Overall, though, I'd say make sure plans are realistic and achievable. It saves being let down. It'll ensure you have the right resources and energy to achieve your aims. I find it incredible that as many as half of all businesses fail in their first 3 years of trading. And the main reason for the high failure rate of small, newly established businesses is when the owner lacks experience in managing all aspects of the business. So if you need help or feel out of your comfort zone, the best advice is to get just that. Planning is extremely important. It could be said that failing to plan is planning to fail.
Wow, that was a killer first topic, Liz. Thank you. I enjoyed that. What a great way to get us rolling. There's a lot to take in here, people, and I guess that, you know, you might need to re-listen, but it is worth pointing out that we are offering a free transcript of this conversation. If you head over to our website, themarketingmenu.com, you know, you can download a copy. And just to remind you, we're going to be running bi-weekly podcasts, and of course we're here to tailor the content to your needs. So if you've any questions, please do get in touch. But most of all, please do share our channel with others who you feel may benefit from, you know, listening to what we're talking about.
Before we wrap up, we just want to say a big thank you for tuning in. We're both super excited that you did. We know that there are loads of podcasts and webinars out there, and that's why we've specifically designed the Marketing Menu to offer practical, accessible marketing ideas that you can put into practice.
And I think we've certainly done that today.
I think so too. We very much hope that some of what we've shared today resonates with you and allows you to make real business changes. And do let us know how you get on. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, so finally, do tune in again. Our next podcast, as Liz has said, is all about the thorny subject of the do's and don'ts of pricing strategies and how to build this into your marketing. So thanks, guys. This is a goodbye from me, Nikki Matthews at Media Box Marketing, until next time.
And me, Liz Gordon from Brilliant Fish PR and Marketing. Goodbye.
Goodbye.